get up.
534, Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show.
Morning.
Morning. Well, it's Wednesday already.
Wow.
And more than $500,000.
Yes, because the big holiday, huh? And he said most of it, well, a lot of it, it's all right.
Excited.
Most of it
will go to this is your holiday, right? Where you can eat
savings.
A lot.
Yeah. But he also wants his lifelong dream.
Not only can you, but you can.
Now, I can relate to this. He has always had a lifelong
dream.
He can't hurt a Ford Mustang Shelby.
Everybody's put so much work into, you can't hurt their feelings. Who am I to do that?
Go for it. Live your life a quarter mile at a time.
Well, today we're going to have clouds. It's going to be rainy. 80% chance of rain today.
It's been raining pretty much so far all morning. But that will continue, and your high will be 50 degrees. So happy holidays from your Christmas music station.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:18. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Nighttown Jazz Club and Restaurant in Cleveland, they're closing down temporarily because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And one customer wanted to make sure the staff just had something to help out during this difficult time. So an unidentified man ordered a beer for $6.50 with tax. It ended up coming to $7.02. Mm-hmm. So, but when the customer was done, he left a $3,000 tip. The owner of the club, Brendan Ring, was in shock.
That must have been one heck of a beer, I'll tell you.
No doubt. He actually ran after the man to make sure it wasn't a mistake. And then he posted the receipt on Facebook saying, you know, unbelievable, but symbolic of the kind of quality folks we have at Nighttown all of these years. I could post his name, but I won't, as I think he wouldn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
But all of my wait staff and myself are humbly grateful.
Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:57, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, the 2021 Grammy nominations are here. The show is set for January 31st on CBS, mm-hmm. and Beyonce leads all the artists with 9 total. The following Queen Bey were Taylor Swift, Dua Lipa, Roddy Ricch. They all had 6 nods apiece. Harry Styles earned his first Grammy nods for Best Pop Solo Performance, Best Pop Vocal Album, and Best Music Video. So who was snubbed? Well, The Weeknd had a big year, but it apparently wasn't a Grammy-worthy one.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get any nominations. Run the Jewels, Katy Perry, and a posthumous nod to Mac Miller's Circles album were also shat out of any Grammy nominations.
Wow.
Well, this must be why Elton John recently joined TikTok. The Elton John AIDS Foundation and TikTok are teaming up to raise awareness about the disease through a campaign and live event for World AIDS Day set for December 1st. Now, this is going to air on John's TikTok channel featuring the singer and his husband, along with other performers, Sam Smith, Sam Fender, and others. It kicks off Wednesday, 25th, and Elton John says, we all need to care about HIV and end the discrimination around this disease. This live event is going to try to break down the myths surrounding HIV and talk to young people about how to protect themselves and others. The hope is to end the AIDS epidemic by the year 2030. Well, Tesla founder Elon Musk is the new second richest person in the world. His net worth has risen to $128 billion, according to Bloomberg. Now, technically, Bill Gates is also worth $128 billion, but somehow Musk is ranking ahead of him on the list. Not sure why that is, but and both still trail Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who is worth a whopping $180
billion.
Gee. Well, Jack, did you see the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I'll
okay,
admit so. I haven't, no.
I'm going to say that that Christmas tree is sort of a celebrity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that tree has had enough of the bullying and it's fighting back. So Rockefeller Center revealed their Christmas tree showing off a beautiful Norway spruce online before it was cut down and headed to New York City. This was on Facebook several days ago. And then they were sharing the complicated process of cutting it down, preparing it, transporting the tree, which is all really pretty fascinating.
But hey, by the size of that tree?
Yes, it's amazing. By the time the tree arrived, it looked pretty rough. I mean, really rough. And Twitter started ripping on it, saying that the ragged look was pretty fitting for 2020. Well, the tree has had enough of the bullying and set the haters in their place and started tweeting last week. Wow, you must look great after a 2-day drive, huh? Just wait until I get my lights on. See you December 2nd. Cute. Cute use of social media. People back off. All right, let's see. Who is celebrating a birthday today?
Imagine that, being told off by a tree. I tell you, man. Okay.
Christina Applegate.
Let's see. Boy, that's a tough one because I don't. I'll go for it. See, I always try to shoot. I don't know why.
You always try to shoot low so you don't offend somebody.
Right, but I'll just go for it.
Because they all listen to this show.
Yeah, they do. I get emails all the time. I'll just say 50.
You're pretty close. 49. Good job.
Yeah, but I still went over by one, so.
Amy Grant.
Oh. Well, I don't think Amy Grant is 50. I will tell you that. I don't believe that Amy Grant is 50 years
old. No.
I believe this or not, I think she might be older. Because I'll just say 52.
She's 60. And she likes you this
morning.
Amy
Grant is 60?
Yes.
Wow. She looks fabulous.
She does look fabulous. And let's do one more. Well, two more. Jenna and Barbara Bush, former first twins.
Mm-hmm. The famous twins. Well, there's a couple of famous twins, but they certainly are one. Or two. I don't know. What do you say? One. Anyway. Boy, I don't know.
Thirty-nine.
Well, I accomplished my...
Yes, you undershot everyone, right?
That's everybody?
That's it.
All right.
Sunny 101.5, Michiana's home for the holidays. Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right. It is 7:43. Here's Tracy first. She usually goes first, you know. Because she's always looking for ways to make your life a little easier. That's what she does. And where is she? She's this so busy doing that she's not there. Okay.
Are you waiting on me, Jack?
No.
I'm so sorry. The dog had to go out. And you know what? They see you sitting here.
Well,
My desk is positioned, and he's barking. Did you hear me going, Kirby?
I heard him barking. I didn't hear you going, Kirby, not now.
So anyway, he's out because they always win. It's either you let them out or he's barking at me through our next segment.
Mm-hmm. Well, you weren't gone long. It was just it was about 30 seconds. So what do you have for life hack?
Can you go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
Hey, if you want to clean up your inbox, it only takes 1 week of clicking unsubscribe on every marketing email. 1 week of clicking unsubscribe on every marketing email, because most retailers and spammers do an email blast at least once per week.
Mm-hmm.
So 7 days will often get rid of all of them.
Oh, you probably can't hear him now barking to come in, can you? You know,
you want to go get him while out?
No, okay, no, no. Okay. I'm just gonna let him bark. My poor neighbors. So,
well, hurry up because I gotta go.
You know, those marketing emails drive me crazy, and I've tried that. I mean, I had 100,000 emails or something.
Did that work?
Started from scratch and like a month ago and cleared them all out, even though it gave me great anxiety. Mm-hmm. You know, I just can't get through them all. Like I start out and I'll spend a few minutes in the morning unsubscribing, but unsubscribing to all of them would take weeks.
Yeah.
Of just sitting there.
Well, you know, whole week, 1 week is a long time, but
yes,
like we say.
But I mean, I think it's a good idea. You got it. You have to start somewhere. So, okay. Mine is a cookie life hack. So, you know, we're baking for the holidays and I would assume that a lot of people know this, but maybe not, that all you have to do. So you freshly bake, you know, let's say it's chocolate chip cookies, ginger snaps are one of our favorites. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they come out of the oven and they're so crispy, they almost feel old, right? Like they're just crispy and you want them to be a little mushier.
They might have been in there too long then.
Well, they could have, but you know what I find is even when you've cooked them perfectly, mm-hmm. that they haven't been in there too long, all you need to do is put a half a piece of bread in them. You know, in their Tupperware container with them or in the plastic bag you're storing them with.
It'll soften
them
up.
And that bread, gives them just enough moisture, especially if it's half a piece, that makes them just really nice and soft.
Very nice.
Have you ever done that? You probably don't bake.
Let's just stop, pause for a second.
Let's be frank here.
Did you hear what you just asked me? Have you ever done that when you're baking your cookies? I've never baked a cookie in my entire life.
You haven't. Jack, you are missing it.
What am I missing?
You're missing the joy of baking cookies.
Is that right? Well,
getting them fresh out of the oven, warm.
You know, you can't have everything in life. That's just the way it is.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
Ho, ho. Sunny 101.5, it's 7:56, and it's time for yet another edition of Go Figure.
Now, here's Jack.
My favorite subjects when I do the Go Figures is either a Guinness World Record or a lottery winner, and I have found another lottery winner. Are you ready for this?
You're on a roll with these.
Are you ready for this dumb luck? Are you ready to hear this one?
I sure am.
Now, a British Columbia man who collected a lottery, I won't even say the amount yet. I'll save that for the climax, okay?
Oh, okay.
Lottery ticket, he went and it was really wasn't even a plan of his. He went into the store because some unexpected rain and his son's appetite. That's how he got into the store because his football practice was rained out and his son said, "Dad, would you go in there and just give me a little snack or something?"
Mm-hmm.
"Yes, son, I will do that for you because you are a fine son." And your football practice rained out, so in he goes. Now, he made this unplanned stop at the Petro Canada gas station, and he just said, "Well, now I'm here, I'm just going to buy a pair, you know, come on, I'm going to buy a pair of Set for Life scratch-off tickets."
Okay.
And he waited till he got home, and he scratched, and he scratched, and he scratched. And
it always kills me that people can even wait until they get home.
Well, this one did. This patience might have paid off for him. Being nice to his son certainly did, because I can tell you, $519,156 top prize.
Oh, my gosh.
He drove back to the convenience store to scan his ticket just to confirm the prize.
Yeah, just to make sure.
And it was